And good afternoon. Welcome to Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center for another Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert Broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started in Chicago in 1977 by Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and now is managed by the foundation's executive director, Ann Murray. Today's concert is underwritten with generous grants from the Peggy and Steve Fawcett Foundation, the A.N. and Pearl G. Barnett Family Foundation, the Paul M. Angel Family Foundation, the Sage Foundation, and the Pauls Foundation. And today's broadcast is sponsored in part by the Admiral at the Lake, together transforming the experience of aging. We have music for cello and piano this afternoon. Tomas Mesa is our cellist, Alexandra Joan, the pianist. They will begin the program with two selections from the Spanish Suite by Joaquin Nin. That will be followed by the Sonata for Cello and Piano in D Minor by Claude Debussy. And the program will conclude with the Cello Sonata No. 3 in A Major, the Opus 69 by Beethoven. And coming to the stage here at Preston Bradley Hall, cellist Tomas Mesa and pianist Alexandra Joan to begin our program with two selections from the Spanish Suite by Joaquin Nin. We will hear Vieja Castilla and Murciana.
Thank you.
two selections from the Spanish Suite by Joaquin Nin. We heard Vieja Castilla, the Old Castle, and Murcia. Tomas Mesa, the cellist, Alexandra Joan, the pianist. You're listening to the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. We're live at Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center on WFMT. Music next by Claude Debussy, the Sonata for Cello and Piano in D minor.
Thank you.
Music of Claude Debussy, the Sonata for Cello and Piano in D Minor, played by cellist Tomas Mesa and pianist Alexandra Joan. Our guest this afternoon at the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, live from Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center on 98.7 WFMT and WFMT.com. David Schwann, your host for this afternoon's broadcast. The Debussy Sonata was composed in 1915, only 3 years before the composer's death. It and the Sonata for Flute, Viola, and Harp, and the Sonata for Violin and Piano were the first three of a planned opus of six sonatas. However, Claude Debussy died before he could finish all six works. The Sonata for Violin and Piano from 1917, by the way, dates from a year before his death. Our final music this afternoon is the Cello Sonata No. 3 in A Major, Opus 69 by Beethoven. Beethoven working on this sonata between 1806 and 1808, and at that time dealing with the growing realization that he was going deaf. Back now on stage, Tomas Mesa, cello, and Alexandra Joan, piano, to give us the Cello Sonata No. 3 in A Major by Beethoven.
Thank you.
Cello Sonata No. 3 in A Major, Opus 69 by Beethoven. Tomas Mesa, the cellist, and Alexandra Jawan, the pianist, are our guests this afternoon at the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, live from Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center. Tomas Mesa is a Cuban-American cellist. He was one of the featured instrumentalists on the Crossing Choirs album called Bonhoeffer, which was nominated for a Grammy Award this year. He's a graduate of the Juilliard School and Northwestern University, currently a doctoral candidate at the Manhattan School of Music in New York City. Both back on stage now to accept the warm applause here at the Dame Myra Hess concert. Alexandra Jawan is a French-Romanian pianist and has appeared at major venues and festivals throughout Europe, Israel, and the U.S. Her first CD was called Dances and Songs, released in October of 2014. Alexandra Jawan has begun a doctoral program in music performance, currently studying with Ursula Oppens and Richard Good. And we hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, presented live from Chicago's Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue at Washington Street. You're invited to stop by next Wednesday at 12:15 and at a special venue next week. Next week, we will be at the J. Pritzker Pavilion, and the event will begin actually at 11:30 here at the Cultural Center, a parade of sorts from the Cultural Center to the Pritzker Pavilion beginning at 11:30. The concert, however, will begin at 12:15 as usual. Once again, we will be at the Pritzker Pavilion next week. And you can join us, of course, by tuning in 98.7 WFMT. Musicians' accommodations are provided by the Union League Club of Chicago, and for upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, please go to the IMF website at imfchicago.org. Today's broadcast was sponsored in part by the Admiral at the Lake, together transforming the experience of aging. Engineering today by Mary Mazurek and Steve Allman, and until next week, from the Pritzker Pavilion next week, this is David Schwann, your host for these broadcasts, wishing you a good afternoon, and goodbye for now from Preston Bradley Hall.